So I love you, and I say, preach the word. Say, preach the word, Pastor.
Preach the word.
Feed my hungry soul. Oh, y'all not hungry? Okay, feed my hungry soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Can we give God a praise in this place? Amen. Give God a praise in this place. Amen. What an awesome, awesome praise and worship. Amen. Thank God for the praise team for ushering in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. We are grateful. We are grateful. As I look in this place, I see so many testimonies. I see so many faces. Thank God. Can we give a praise for all our visitors? Amen. Thank you all for coming here. For God pressing upon your heart to come today. Amen. Make sure me and Lady Thomas get to see you, get to hug you, and talk to you. Amen. I know y'all just said, amen. Y'all got to stand up. We're about to read the word. Amen. Real quick, amen. We got to read the word, man. Genesis 40. We're going to jump into this thing. I'm not going to prolong it. Genesis 40, verse 14. And it reads as follows. Remember me when things go well.
Come on.
For you, and please do me a favor. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison. If you don't mind, look at somebody and say, like, today's message for your eyes only. Amen. Today's message is for your eyes only. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I was joking with my eldest, Destiny, last night, and I said this: if nobody's going to appreciate my intro, she definitely will. For Your Eyes Only is a title song of the same album by a rapper named J. Cole. It was released in 2016. He rapped from the perspective of his childhood friend in the first couple verses, and then he switches to the perspective of himself. The childhood friend who has a baby daughter is tripping. He's had these dreams and these premonitions, and he's involved in drug trafficking, and he says, you know what? I don't feel like I got too much longer to live. I keep having dreams that I'm dying, Jermaine, so I need you to communicate this to my daughter in case I meet an early demise. The song is about 8 minutes and 50 seconds. He raps, then he says, play this tape for my daughter and let her know my life is on it. Unfortunately, the friend was killed, and Jermaine has to play this for his daughter. But he says one thing: don't play it for her until she's ready. He was clear: don't give this tape to my daughter until she's old enough to understand, until she's ready. Can I suggest that we're talking about trust the process? And that sometimes we want things, but we're not ready. Sometimes we want God to bless us and want God to open up that door and make that move, but sometimes we're not ready. God gives us wisdom, revelation, and discernment when dealing with life's problems. But who we share it with and who we share it to could prolong it or speed up the process. Last week, we left off with Joseph. He had just been sent to prison. If y'all missed the last few weeks, please go back and watch them. We're in a series, and each week we're building a block, so please go back and watch them. I can't go back to it all, but last week we left off, and Joseph is sent to prison. But what did the Bible tell us? Nevertheless, the Lord is with him. My God, my God. The Lord's sign that Joseph is with him is that the blessing he's carried in his life is now falling on the warden. He's falling on the warden. The warden recognizes what? The talent, the character, and everything else that Joseph has in his life. So despite popular opinion, it's very much invested. God is still invested in Joseph's dream and what God said he's going to do in his life. He's in prison. It doesn't seem like God cares anymore. It don't seem like God is looking out for him no more. But I'm here to tell you, God is still invested in his dream and what God told him. Ever since Joseph arrived in Egypt, what's happened? It's been a constant reminder that the Lord was with him. Ever since, some kind of way, he goes to Potiphar's house, and Potiphar is a servant of the king. He gets caught up in Potiphar's house, and the blessing comes. Potiphar sends him to prison, but he don't go to any prison. He goes to the prisoners where the kings are come, where the king's prisoners go, is where he's at. I just need somebody to have church with me for a minute. Praise God for where he put you, my God. He's got put in a slave house. He's got put in prison. None of that matters because God's with him. Sometimes I'm not tripping on where God put me at, as long as I know God with me. As long as I know that God got me, I ain't tripping where I'm at. Because guess what? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Nothing the enemy can do can harm me. The enemy might come in one way, but he's going to leave seven. Praise God. The enemy might come in like a flood, but the spirit of the Lord is going to rise up a standard against him. I'm not tripping where I'm at, as long as I know God got me. So Genesis 40, y'all, 1 and 2, look at this. Later, the king's cupbearer and his baker offended their master. the king of Egypt. Pharaoh was angry with the chief cupbearer and his chief baker. Woo! We see two brothers make the king angry, my God. I don't know what they did, but whatever they did, they had to make the king mad to get put in prison, right? They tripped. Whatever they did, the king had to be pretty mad to put two of his chiefs in prison. But Joseph is in this same prison. You know, the warden got his feet up. He kicked up. He ain't tripping on nothing. He's sitting back and let Joseph do whatever he need to do, man. Joseph, handle this. I'm not worried about nothing. Take care of them, Joseph. I ain't doing my work because God with you, so you're going to take care of everything. So a slave is in charge of the king's cupbearer and the king's baker. My God.
Come on.
Y'all be shout, shout. Y'all think because y'all in a bad position right now, you can't be in charge of nothing. A slave, a foreign slave, is now in charge of the king's cupbearer and the king's baker. Okay. Think about this. In those days, in ancient times, the cupbearer and the baker were trusted people, my God. The cupbearer had to taste the wine before the king drank it to make sure it wasn't poison. So he literally had to put his life on the line every day for the king. The baker had to make sure the food was good and there wasn't nothing tripping in the food. He literally had to make sure everything was good and the king was taken care of. These are highly trusted positions, yet a slave, a foreign slave, is in charge of them all.
That's good. The Bible
tells us this intelligence that, watch this, sometime after a while, one morning, he noticed something different. They seem upset and unhappy, my God. I have to imagine they had a certain look on their face that there wasn't the same look, my God. I'm thinking if they was in prison, they would have been upset and unhappy anyway.
Yeah.
But sometime this day, it's something different. They upset and they happy. Joseph said, look here, man. Y'all look highly disturbed. It's breakfast time. Y'all look messed up. Come talk to me. Look at this. Genesis 48. We both had dreams. They answer him, but there's no one to tell us what they mean. Isn't God the only one who can tell what they mean? Joseph asked him. Why don't you tell me all about him, my God?
Come on.
Joseph, who is going through like going through, but he still ain't lost his faith in God.
Yes, that's it. They
come to him with their issues and their complaints. He said, look here, I need y'all to understand, I know who can help y'all, and his name is God. I know y'all don't know my God, but trust me, can't nobody help y'all by God. It's better to put our confidence in the Lord than put our confidence in man. The songwriter said it like this, I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low and still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater than him. He's saying, look here, God is the only one who can bless my body. God is the only one who can bless my mind. God is the only one who can give me strength. God is the only one who can make my dreams come true. God is the only one that can give me revelation, preservation, and then guess what? When my heart is dirty, he give me sanitation. God is the only one that can give me everything I need. I need y'all to understand this. I love this. In spite of all Joseph's been through, he ain't lost his faith in God. Why do we lose our faith in God when we go through a little something?
Yeah.
I thought trial supposed to make us strong. I thought trial supposed to make us stronger. I thought my faith supposed to get strong when I'm going through something. I think God supposed to help me and know me. If we read the stories of the Bible, nobody who did anything amazing for God had to go through something. Everybody had to go through a trial or a tribulation from the beginning to the end. So understand this. Joseph is saying this. God is still God. So when trusting the process, watch this, sometimes I'm in the wrong place but at the right time. My God. Yeah. If I'm going to trust the process, everything ain't going to be a sunny day. Sometimes I'm in the wrong place but at the right time. See, Joseph shouldn't even be in Egypt. He's a Hebrew. They over there in the land of Canaan. He shouldn't even be in Egypt, but his brothers were tripping. They didn't like him, so they kidnapped him and sold him to slavery. He shouldn't even be in prison. He was taking care of his business, being faithful over Potiphar's house. He wasn't trying to mess with Potiphar's wife. He was doing what he was supposed to do, but now he's in prison. No doubt Joseph is in the wrong place, y'all. But there are two brothers who got two dreams that can't nobody interpret them but this man of God. He's the only one that has the gift for dreams. So even though he's in the wrong place, he's in the right time. I shared with y'all last week, sometimes it was a trip when I used to get moved from post office to post office, and I used to get so upset and mad, like, God, why are they doing this? Why are they moving me? Until I surrendered to God and said, God, look here, if you moving me, maybe I need to go to the wrong place at the right time.
Yeah.
Is that our prayer? Is that our faith? That sometimes, God, you got to put me somewhere because somebody right here about to lose their faith. Somebody right here about to cheat on their wife. Somebody right here might want to kill somebody. Somebody right here got no hope in God. And God, I'm believing you sent me, even though I might feel it's the wrong place, but it's the right time to help save somebody's life. It's the right time to change something. You got to understand where God puts you, where God needs you. So the cupbearer is the first to go in his dream, y'all. He said, look here, my dream is this. It was a grapevine, and there were three branches that appeared in front of me. And soon after it sprouted and blossomed, then its clusters ripened into grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hands, so I took the grapes and squeezed them into his hand. I put the cup in Pharaoh's hand. Joseph, with no hesitation, said, bro, I got you. God talked to me like that. I got you, bro. That's your dream. Hey, no, dear, come to me. I got you. He said, look here, this is what your dream means. In the next 3 days, the three branches mean 3 days. Three branches mean 3 days. How Joseph know all this? He said, you know it's God, amen, because I ain't getting none of that from reading that dream. Praise God, amen. But Joseph know. He got the gift, amen. Thank God for your gifts. Everybody got their unique gifts. He said, the next 3 days, Pharaoh will release you and restore you to your position. You will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand as you used to do when you were his cupbearer. Whatever you did to get here will be forgiven and restored. My God, my God. Amen, amen. Thank God. Maybe you ain't never been forgiven for nothing. Maybe you ain't never made no mistakes. Maybe you ain't never messed up. But I know I messed up, and I thank God that he forgives and restores. I thank God no matter how low I got, he still can pick me up. I thank God no matter how down and dirty and how messed up I was, that God looked and said, look, if you come to me, I'm coming to you, amen. All you got to do is come. I got you. I can pick you up. I don't care what they say about you. I don't care what you did. I don't care how much you messed up. If you're alive and breathing, you always got a chance to make it right. Thank God. He's in the cupbearer. You're going to be restored and put back to your position.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
but if you follow me and trust in the process, sometimes you're in the right place, but at the wrong time. Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, you're in the right place at the wrong time. I know sometimes I said you're in the wrong place at the right time, but sometimes you're in the wrong place in the right time. Y'all can't help me out. I'm trying to help you out. Genesis 14 and 15. Remember me when things go well. And please do me a favor. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out this prison. I was kidnapped from the land of Hebrews. And even here, I'm done nothing to deserve being put in this prison.
My
God. Joseph trying to get out, y'all. Praise God, I can't blame him, man. I just can't blame him. He trying to bust a move. You innocent? I feel him. He trying to get out. But this is the thing, though. Joseph didn't understand the assignment. Yeah. His assignment was to interpret dreams. He's in the right place, talking to the right people, giving them the right revelation. But at the wrong time, he made it about him. See, God can't move. God said, Joseph, I got you. I think you're ready to bust this move. But there's something still in you that ain't there. That arrogance that you had, that dependence on your confidence, that dependence on your ability, that dependence on all you can do is still there instead of depending on me. At the beginning, I gave you a dream and had you to listen to me. Didn't tell nobody about your dream. Keep your mouth shut. It wouldn't be going like this, but you had to talk. You had to go put it in your brother's face. Now I gave you another chance to interpret a dream, to help you to get out of this place. And yet again, you're not trusting me. To get
God.
You out of this place.
My God.
See, Joseph was using human reasoning. She said, I did a solid for you, do a solid for me. My God. I'm depending on you to get me out of this situation. I did a favor for you. Please do a favor to me. Make a mention to me to Pharaoh. Get me out of jail. I need help. Get me out of jail. I was kidnapped. I was a Hebrew. I ain't did nothing wrong. Get me out of this situation. Rectify it for me.
Jesus.
But earlier, when it was about his dream, he said, isn't God the only one who can tell? Yeah. Earlier he was talking about his dream, and God is the only one that can tell what the dream is going to be. So he told them, look here, God is in control. Have faith in God. But when it comes to me, I need you to get me out of my situation. Why we depend on people and not God? Why we think the people, don't you know God does what he does? Don't you know God turns the hearts of kings? Don't you know God makes things happen that don't make sense? That God used the simple things of the world to confuse the wise? That God does what he does, how he does, and when he wants to? So there's no need for us to jump in God's business.
Woo!
I believe Psalm 23 said, the Lord will prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. The Lord will prepare the table. Who told you to grab a fork? Who told you to set a dish? Who told you to lay a sheet out? Who told you? Because when we do that, we mess up the table. God said, look here, let me do what I do. If you don't know what I'm saying, let God be God. Praise God, amen. Quit trying to be God and let God be God. Woo! Because if I trust God to tell me the prophecy, then I have to trust God to get me out of prison.
Yeah.
Ooh,
with it all.
Ooh, I got to trust him with it all. Not some. Not the part I want to, but all. The process got to be trusted with all. So the reason you are still here is because, watch this, you don't trust me. It was for your eyes only. The revelation I gave you was for your eyes only. The dream I gave you way back then was for your eyes only. The position of power I'm about to give you was for your eyes early. But you opened your mouth.
Come
And since you open your mouth, I still see immaturity. I still you're not ready. I see you can't handle it. I see you still might mess it up. So while we think we're ready and we're pursuing it, God said, I can't trust you yet. Maybe the reason we ain't got what we've been praying for and been searching for and seeking for is because God can't trust us yet. It's for your eyes only. So the chief baker, watch this, for your eyes only equates to all people around. The chief baker heard the dream. He said, sure, the cupbearer got a dream. I got a dream too. Amen. He ain't the only one that got a dream. That's how good. Joseph, come holler at me, bro. I need you to come see me now. It's my turn. I got a dream too. Here you go. Here you go. In my dream, there were three baskets of white baked goods that were on my head. The top basket had all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, but the birds were eating them out of the baskets on my head. Joseph operating his gift because look here, God is with him. He interprets dreams. He said, this is what it means. This is what it means. Hold on. I just had a pastoral parenthetical. Joseph has some issues with trusting God. He has some issues about his freedom. He's in prison. He's been falsely accused, but he's still operating his gift. Y'all miss y'all shout. Joseph, hold up. I said I keep the pastoral parenthetical. Before I tell you about this dream, Joseph is in prison. He ain't trusting God fully. He got some issues of his own. He been falsely accused. He should be giving up, but at the same time, he operating in his gift. Don't let your situation affect you when it's time to serve. I'm trying to preach this thing. Don't let your situation. Joseph got some issues. He ain't got it all together, but he said, God's still God. I'm still going to serve God. I'm still going to give all I got until I get right. Amen. I'm not going to let my situation, my sin, my thought process, whatever it may be, I'm going to keep giving it to God. But at the same time, I'm going to give God my time and my talent. I'm still going to serve God. Can I talk to the church for a minute? Can I talk to the church? There's plenty of work to do. Plenty of people need to be saved. Plenty of people need to give their life to God. Children need children's church. Teens need teen church. Discipleship needs to be made. It's so much to do. Prayer groups, intercessors. It's so much to do. Musicians, singers. It's so much to do. But my question is, who is stopping y'all from operating your gift? What is stopping y'all from being who God calls you to be? What situation or what nouns, I like to say, what person, what place, or what thing is stopping you from operating who God calls you to be?
That's good.
So Joseph, y'all, he says, look here. You got three baskets on your head? Okay. The three baskets are 3 days. He probably like, yep, that sounds good. That's what you told him, 3 days? I feel that, 3 days. Come on, talk to me, Joseph. Give me good news. Three days. He said, the three baskets are 3 days. In the next 3 days, Pharaoh will cut off your head and hang your body on a pole, and the birds will eat the flesh from your bones. Woo! His dream was like the cupbearers. I know he, the three baskets, he heard three branches. I know he probably like, yup, this me. I'm getting out this thing too. I won't forget you, Joseph. Tell me, I ain't gonna forget nothing. I'm gonna make sure I told Pharaoh you hooked it up. But it's a trip. Maybe he wasn't even supposed to ask what the revelation was. Because it was for your eyes only.
Yeah.
Maybe you just got to understand you had to deal with what you had to deal with, because now you wanted to know. Now these next 3 days are about to be miserable for you. These next 3 days are about to be heart-filled for you, about to be hurting for you, because you wanted to know, but maybe it wasn't for your eyes. Be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you ask. We ask for stuff, we ask, and then when God does it or show it to us, then we get upset with God, but we can't get too upset because he ain't in prison for no reason. He did something to get him there.
Yeah.
And just like this, I got to show y'all this. I don't know what he did. I don't know what he did or how bad he did it. But trust this, I do know this. We all get to pick our sins, but we don't get to pick the consequences. Ooh, I need somebody to talk to me. You get to pick what you want to do, amen, but you don't get to pick the consequences. You don't get to pick how the God judge. You don't get to pick how happens. And no. So be careful. Don't get upset with God when we pick. And then we got to deal with the consequences of our picking. Woo! So God help us. He said, you know this, man. It's a trip. The chief baker heard the news. He's messed up. 3 days go by. Pharaoh throws this big old party. It's going down, y'all. Pharaoh throws a big old party. And Joseph, just like his dreams happened, it happens. They both get released from prison. They get released from prison. It's time for this big old party. And you know this thing could be heard all around Egypt. He did take the baker. He did take him and kill him and put his head on the pole. So his body on the pole, so birds can eat his flesh. So you know that this horrible death had to be heard all through Egypt. That's horrible, and it's the king's doing. So you know, from the prison, they got the info. Somehow, somewhere, the warden went back and told somebody know what didn't happen. So Joseph probably like, dang, I told him what was going to happen. It's cool, but I'm still in the game because I got the cupbearer. Amen, amen. I know. Hey, that's his problem. That's his thing. But I'm still, I got one horse in the race. I know he going to take care of me. I told him, don't forget me. Remember me. I don't deserve to be here. He's still in the game. Yes, yes, yes. I know I'm rolling. So Joseph, who interpreted the dreams, told the cupbearer, look here, he had to have a good feeling. You were locked up with me. I witnessed to you. I told you about God. Now I know you're going to look me up, bro. I know it. I came through in the clutch. I maybe saw you had a good 3 days. Amen. You were smiling. You were sad that morning. Now you didn't smile the last 3 days. You released. It's easier to sleep at night. You got great expectations. I know this, but I can imagine Joseph sitting in prison wondering what happened by day four. By day five and day six, because the Bible tells us the cupbearer didn't remember him. My God. I can imagine as the days went by, the weeks went by, and the months went by, he was hurting. Y'all got me messed up. I'm in here because Potiphar's thought wife. I ain't did nothing to her. I ain't touched her. She got me here for no reason. I told brother, remember me. And he didn't. What kind of stuff is this, guy? It don't make sense. I'm mad, I'm upset, ain't nothing making sense. Why am I still here dealing with this stupid stuff and I ain't did nothing wrong to nobody? Come on. Look at this, y'all. 40:23. Nevertheless, the cupbearer, the chief cupbearer, didn't remember Joseph. He forgot all about him. Woo! He forgot all about him. Woke up sick in distress in prison, wanting to cry, didn't understand his dream, mad, upset. Got his freedom back to his position, and he's forgotten about God. I know I'm supposed to trust God when I can't trace him, but how do I trust him when I think he's forgotten about me? When my life ain't added up, when stuff ain't making sense, when everywhere I look, every situation I look, things are jacked up, I don't understand it, I'm messed up. How do I make sense? How do I trust God when I feel he's forgetting about me? I can imagine at this moment, Joseph's soul was broken. I can imagine his faith was messed up right here. Yeah. And maybe he began to waver. Maybe he began to lose hope. But I got a sneaky suspicion, like some people in the room have felt, just like Joseph. That you done been dealt some cards in life. And you didn't ask for them. We didn't ask for our baby girl to pass away. I say it all the time. If we got to pick our trials and tribulations, I'm sure we would have picked something else. Yeah. If we got to pick what we had to go through, for God, that's too much. I'd rather take this one over here. God, that hurt me too much. I don't want to deal with that, but I'd rather take the easy way out. But we don't get to pick our trials and tribulations. But we do get to pick our God. Amen. I do get to pick my praise. I do get to pick how I look at the situation. I do get to pick I can't pray. I do get to pick I can't worship. I do get to pick I can't read his word and uplift my spirit. I do get to pick those things. But I don't get to pick my trials. Sometimes we pour out our hearts. Sometimes we even did the right thing. I ain't talking about doing the wrong thing. We did the right thing. And then still, it ain't working out. So we all must learn this, that watch this. God does things his way. On his timing, and he don't owe any of us an explanation. Woo! That's God. You gotta understand that. And you gonna understand about God, he does things his way, on his timing, and he don't owe us an explanation. But he can talk, amen. Thank God that he do talk and speak back, amen, but he don't owe it to us. So God told Joseph to interpret the dreams, not to give an inquiry about your injustice. That ain't what I told you to do. I told you to interpret the dreams. Yeah. You said what God can do. I didn't tell you to put you in this situation because it ain't time for you. Yeah. That part was for your eyes only. See, certain people can't relate to your struggle, so they minimize your problem. Amen. Listen to them. I'm going somewhere with this. Certain people, amen. You might want to write that down. Certain people, listen to what I'm saying. They can't relate to your struggle, so they minimize your problems. See, look at this. The chief cupbearer operates in Pharaoh's palace. His job is next to the king. He living a good life. He an Egyptian. He got good wine. He got good drink. He got a good job. Everything is peaches and cream on his end, right? Do you think he cares about a Hebrew slave? Do you think he cares about somebody that's wrongly in prison? That ain't his life. That ain't his story. So he don't understand his struggle, so he minimize it. Okay, we help you relate. This is why racism is still prevalent in America. Okay. Certain people can relate to our struggle, so they minimize the problem. Come on. It's not an excuse, but you gotta look at the facts. Yeah. slavery happened in 1619. Well, we wasn't released to June 19th, 1865. And we will be killed for learning to read or write. That this is facts. January 31st, 1865, the 13th Amendment, slavery was abolished except for prison. So if people get sent to prison, they can still become slaves. Who do you think that law was made for?
Wow.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Jim Crow came in, right? We were racially segregated from 1877 to 1964. Racially segregated. Couldn't use certain bathrooms. Couldn't eat in certain places. Couldn't drink out of certain water fountains. We were segregated. Civil rights movement comes in. Police brutality. We see being beat. We see being hosed down. Dogs sicking us. Men and pus on top of this. It's in the 60s and people were still being lynched and hanged. I need a trip how a bank will give you a loan for $200,000 for a house, $50,000 for a car, but won't give you $10,000 for a small business. I'm talking to us right now, amen. Praise God, amen. I need a trip out there give you $200,000 for a house, $50,000 for a car, but won't give you $10,000 to start up a business. That ain't my accident. But people, when they can't relate to your struggle, your problems, they minimize your struggle. They can't sympathize with it because they've never been put in that position.
Right.
So it's up to us and for everybody to make sure people understand stuff, because some stuff ain't an excuse, it's a fact. Right. I ain't even get to how our neighborhoods were flooded with drugs and crime and guns, amen. I ain't talking about the 80s and all that, but we see this systematic thing. Yeah. So the cupbearer, I said all that to say this, the cupbearer ain't thinking about Joseph.
Wow.
That's not his struggle.
That's good.
He don't care.
That's good.
So when people don't care, that's when we gotta turn to God. When problems are high and it seems like nobody cares, God cares. That's why the Bible says, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. That when people don't care, when banks don't care, when all these places don't care, I got to turn to God, the God that does care. The God that wants to see me prosper. The God that wants to see my life blessed. I got to turn to him instead of people.
Woo. Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. As the days pass, y'all, Joseph realized he's not getting out. This messed up. I had a plan, I had one shot, and it didn't work. Boy, they ain't remember me, ain't talking about me, ain't saying nothing. The plan I had is not working. I think we can all relate to that, amen. What you said earlier, like Thomas and Sherry Jake said, that if you got a better plan than God's,
it better be a good one.
Yeah, I'm sorry, my reason it says I rather have a bad plan with God than a good plan by myself.
Yeah.
Amen, that hits Tuesday, amen. I rather have a bad plan with God than a good plan by myself. Because only so much I can control. I need the one that speaks the spirits. I need the one that changes things. I need the one that's in total control. Only so much I can control. Come on. We can't even control our kids. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I need someone that got total control. I don't want somebody. I need somebody that got total control. Woo. I need that God. Amen. Think about this, y'all. Joseph is going through, y'all. The plan's not working. But I think we all can relate with him. How do you think that, Pastor? I think we can relate to him because we have plans, and sometimes we've been passed over for promotions. We've been overlooked for opportunities. When there was fortuity, we seem to be forgotten. Fortuity, when there was a chance for us, they seem to forget about us. They didn't want to help us. They didn't want to do nothing. I know he's tripping. But I think sometimes, watch this, when you are in isolation and in a hard time, I imagine you got to think about good memories. Amen. This is my thought process that Joseph has went through.
Yeah.
He don't got nothing good going for him right now. It seems like he never getting out of prison. I'm assuming he got to go back and look at some good memories. Amen. Thank God for memories. Amen. That you can go back and look at certain times of your life when you were in a hard time, a tough spot. Amen. Loved ones maybe that have passed that you love dearly. All that good stuff. Thank God for memories. I thank God for my memories, right? I can imagine Joseph remembering the story that his father told him. I can imagine him telling him about his great-grandfather Abraham and his grandfather Isaac. Yeah, yeah. I can imagine about him telling him about the story on Mount Moriah. Y'all know the story about Mount Moriah?
Yeah.
If you don't know, I'm going to fill you in. I can imagine him, Abraham's his great-granddaddy. Isaac is his grandfather. Jacob is his daddy. I can imagine him saying, look here, I know Abraham, your grandfather was tripping when God told him to go sacrifice his only son.
Come on.
I know your great-granddaddy was tripping when God said, look here, that boy you love so much, go take him and sacrifice him to me, right? I understand that. So he took Isaac, he took him up there, took him to the stones, tied him up. His son said, daddy, I see the fire, I see the wood, but I don't see the sacrifice. He said, hey, son, the Lord will provide. He takes the boy and puts him on a sacrifice. He takes the boy. It don't make no sense. Why would God want him to kill his only son? Why would God want to take that from him when God told him he's going to be a great nation through his son? It don't make sense. But guess what Abraham said? I don't care if it don't make sense to me. It makes sense to God.
Yeah.
I don't care what they think. I think what he thinks. So I'm going to take him up there and I'm going to put him on a sacrifice. Abraham grabbed the knife, was ready to kill his son. An angel appeared and said, don't harm the boy. An angel appeared and said, don't hurt him. God wanted to make sure you trust him. Then out of all this foolishness that's going on seemingly, a ram shows up in the bush. Out of all this crazy stuff, God put a ram on the bush. The Lord will provide. So what do you, why is that so important? Joseph's in prison. I know he want to give up, but he got a memory of the father of faith. His great-granddaddy is the father of faith. His great-granddaddy did something amazing, and God provided. He made him go up the hill the same time to sacrifice his son, but on the other end of the hill, a ram was coming up to be sacrificed. That I didn't see what God was doing, but God was doing it. I didn't understand what God was doing it, but he was doing it. I didn't have a fathom of thought what he was doing, but he still was doing it. So God did it for great-granddaddy. God did it for granddaddy. God did it for my daddy. I know he can do it for me. Does anybody in here know that God can do it for you? I don't care where you're at or what you're going through, what it looks like right now. It don't matter. God can and will do it for you. But you got to trust the process. You got to understand who God is and what God wants to do in your life. God knows what he wants to do in your life. In fact, he told them, he told the people, y'all, and Jeremiah, he told them that God understands that y'all about to go and save them. Say, God, what when you have to trust the process? He sent them into 70 years of persecution and slavery in the Babylonians because Israel refused to obey him. But he said, I know the thoughts I have for you. Good thoughts. Thoughts to give you a future, a hope, and an expected end. I got all these thoughts, but you ain't ready to handle it. So that's when I got to step in. Come on, parents. Raising our children, when they not able to handle the blessing, they don't understand the blessing, when they ain't ready for the blessing, we got to step in and redirect. No way I'm going to let my 12-year-old son drive a car.
Come on.
No, y'all would call me a bad parent if I let my 12-year-old son drive a car.
Yeah.
He's going to eventually get there, but he ain't ready. He don't understand it. He's not mature enough. He don't know how to drive. He don't know how to drive. Amen. So why would I put my son in a position to harm himself and harm others? If I won't do that for my own children, why won't God do it with me? You got to trust the process. Amen. Can we get everyone to stand on their feet? Give God a praise real quick. Amen. Give God some glory. Give God some glory. God, it's for your eyes only. Some things you have told us have been speaking to us. Instead of us going after it, oh God, we decided to do our own thing. We ain't talked to you about it. We ain't placed you in our business. We ain't put you in our business. And then when the business don't go right, we get upset. You're the first person we get upset with. When God said, you ain't put me in it from the beginning. If you would have talked to me, I would have told you. Maybe that's the right move, but it's the wrong time. Maybe it's the right place, but the wrong time. Maybe you in the wrong time, but the right place. Sit there and be still until the right time come. But we got to communicate with God. I believe no one's here by chance or accident or mistake. I believe God puts you here today for a reason. I believe God wants to do something in your life. I believe God wants to change something in your life. I believe God wants to heal something in your life. I believe God wants to change and do only what God can do. But it's a call for us to trust the process. God, I pray, Father God, right now, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 over this congregation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your paths. God, we need you to clear the debris. We need you to clear like you did with Moses and split the Red Sea. Oh, God, there's some stuff that's in our way that we can't see you clearly. There's some stuff that's in our way that's blocking our path of you, Father God. And God, we say, God, maybe it's too big to go around. But God, you are big enough to go through it. You are big enough, oh God, to help us to get to the destination you have called us to be, oh God. Not just for us, but our children. Our children's children, oh God. The generations will be changed all because of our faith. I believe in God right now. You're about to do something in somebody's life. So we stand on your word and your promises, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. at this time, we want to open the doors to the church. I don't know where you're at in your relationship with Christ, but what I do know is that God says, I love you, and you just got to trust me, that I care. I love you and I trust, just trust me that nothing you're going through, I've been seeing every step of the way. I've even ordained you to this point. And where you are right now, I still want to do something in your life. That what I love about God is that, watch this, God uses who he uses. That my past don't really make me disqualified. My future makes me qualified. That the moment I decide to step in faith, the moment I decide to say, God, I'm living for you, the moment I decide to give you my heart, my mind, and my soul, my past is washed away by the blood of Jesus. So if you've never been saved, my God, you have never been saved, I charge you, make your way up here today, oh God. Give your heart to Christ. If you have never been saved, amen. Maybe you are saved, but you've been outside the will of God, amen. Look, amen, praise God, amen. We got some praise. We got some praise, amen. Well, watch this. If you need somebody to walk with you, turn to your neighbor and ask them, say, look here, I want to walk, but I don't want to walk alone. That's what community is, amen, that we're here to help people together. Maybe you want to walk, but you don't want to walk alone. Ask God to help you. Ask your neighbor to help you, to give you the strength, amen. But I believe God wants to do something in your life. And if that is you, maybe you've been saved, but I've just been outside, Pastor, I've been outside the will of God. I ain't been in church, I've been just doing my own thing. I feel like it's time to come home. We would love to have you. We would love to pray for you. We would love to welcome you into our family, amen. But we want to see God do what God does in your life, amen. But understand that God is able when God cares. Or maybe you're saved, it's cool in the game. I'm just looking for a church home, same thing. We would love to have you. Maybe you want to be baptized. Maybe you say, look, God, I need to get baptized. Whatever you stand in the need of, or maybe a special prayer. I don't know what you stand in the need of, but I know God knows what you need. I know God didn't wake you up this morning to get dressed for nothing. I know God didn't bring you this way by Lafayette Road for nothing. So if you know you need God, don't let the enemy keep you in your seat. Don't let him keep you bound. So whatever you need from God, you can come get today. Believe it and trust. God wants to do the impossible in our life. We serve a God that can do the impossible. That's why I get excited every week, every day. That's why I'm in love and I love what he's doing, because we serve a God that can do the impossible. So if you need something for God, maybe you're in a position where you need the impossible. I don't know. I know who our God is. Amen. And we leave it up to him. We put it all in his hands. We put it all at his throne. He says, come boldly to the throne of grace that you might get strength and mercy in the time of need. Amen. That means come boldly. I should come with confidence that I'm coming to pray to my God. I should come with confidence that I'm coming before him under the name of Jesus. I should come with confidence and know that if God got me, I ain't got to worry. That if God got me, I ain't got to trip. I ain't got to do none of that, Father God. Thank you, oh God, that when God got us, he got us. So if you in need of God, if you know you need God this morning, amen. This afternoon, if you know you need to be saved, if you know maybe you need some special prayer, I don't know what you need. I just know we need God, amen. Whatever you stand in the need of, amen. Let today be your day, whatever you stand in the need of, amen. Y'all know me. I don't throw my altar call, amen. Because I know one thing, nobody can scare nobody into heaven, amen. We don't do scare tactics, we do love tactics. God loves you. God wants you to be with him like he wants to be with you. Amen. It's a love thing. It's not a fear thing. It's a love thing. But we got to also understand that time is real. None of us know how much we got.
That's it.
That's what we do got to understand about it. That time is real. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. Thank you. We got Miss Jamie who wants to become a member. Amen. Can we give God a praise?
Amen.
Us how we roll like family. We don't vote people in, we don't vote people out, we don't do that. We say welcome to the family. We love you, we appreciate you. We thank God for allowing God to speak on your heart and your mind, and we're here to help you grow in God and do whatever God has called you to do. Amen. So we love you, we appreciate you. Amen. God bless you. You got a round of applause. Amen. Amen. Come in somewhere. Give yourself a round of applause. Amen. Give yourself a round of applause.
That's it.
That you push. Because it's a push. Amen. And
ooh,
we want to
grow
in God. It ain't for the weak. Amen.
That's
you got
it.
To push. Because the flesh don't want to go.
That's real.
Flesh don't want to
move.
Come on.
Talk about
flesh
it.
Flesh want to stay in the bed. Flesh want to be in them sheep.
Come
flesh
on.
Flesh want to do what they want to do and how they want to do it. And then cry and be mad when we mess up. So understand this. reward yourself in the sense of thanking God when I made that push, amen. Ooh,
thank you, Jesus.
Because everybody ain't got the strength to make that push, amen. So we thank God for that and making that push. We just want to say thank you, amen. Praise God, amen. Thank you, Lord. So at this time, we're going to get ready to raise our offering, amen. It's time for our tithes and our offering, amen. Man. If you look at the screens, there is a, you can do a Cash App or you can do Text to Give. If you need an envelope, please raise your hand. An usher will grab you an envelope as we get ready to do our offering, amen. I'm talking about the Vision Campaign. Thank you for those who continue to contribute to it, amen. We're on our way to our goal. I'm excited. What God's going to do. I believe that God's going to do it. It's going to do big, amen. Yeah. So we thank you and we're excited, amen.